Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Yeah, welcome into the Friday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. We are presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Property managers, if you manage it, they maintain it. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com. Hope everybody's off to a great start to their day. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Let me be the first one to tell you, we got a whole lot going on the program today. We did not connect with Charles Robinson yesterday. He will be with us today at 7:30. We got TD coming up at 8. We got Burke Nihil, president and CEO of the Tennessee Titans, at 8:30. We got all that going on. There's an SEC tournament going on, including a matchup with Vanderbilt and Tennessee that we're going to get into. The Titans unveiled their new uniforms last night. There's a lot happening. By the way, the Predators blew a game last night, too, against Vancouver, where they were up 3-1 in the third period and then lost in a shootout. So a lot of stuff going on out there. Joe Rexrow, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And Casey Alexander is moving on from Belmont as the new coach at Kansas State. Throw that in there,
There's
too.
Also that. We could have a 7-hour show today.
Wow. We could, but let's not.
No, we're not going to do that. We don't want to work that hard. Ian, how are we doing? What's going on?
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Doing just fine, thanks. Another chilly morning out there, so be prepared. Have the jacket ready. It's supposed to be, I think, a little bit warmer today.
Yep.
60s. Nice weekend. Some storms maybe Sunday, and then we're back to our coldness. So we got a couple of days next week early on. Not looking forward to it.
It's true.
But, you know, but doing good. Happy Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Thanks.
I didn't even mention, Joe, the Players' Championship's going on again today. I mean, there's more golf to watch today. I mean, there's a lot happening on the program.
My goodness.
And Wilt Chamberlain's in the news once again.
Is he?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has passed him for the longest streak in NBA history of 127 straight 20-point-plus games.
Okay. Is there any video of Chamberlain ever getting 20 points in a game, Joe? Can you confirm or deny?
I don't know. Do we know that record is true? Did Wilt Chamberlain actually exist? I don't know. Are these photos doctored?
Good stuff there.
We've also got weekend winners and a Rob rant today.
We also have that too. So that's all coming up here pretty shortly. Joe, we will get into this in more detail later in the program. Quick take. I like the Titans uniforms. I do. I think they're cool. And, you know, they've obviously leaned into the Oilers color scheme here, and we knew that was coming up. But now that I have seen the full uniform and, you know, the mock-up and then Jeffrey Simmons and Cam Ward walking out there last night at their event, I think they're pretty cool looking. I would have gone, like most people, I look at the helmet. I would have probably liked to have seen like a red face mask rather than a white face mask, but I've been consistent on this, so I can't sit here and complain about it now. I think the uniforms that they're just coming out of were the worst uniforms in the National Football League, so anything they would have done would have been an upgrade to me. I'm happy with the uniforms that I saw.
I mean, they're good-looking uniforms, and that's the bottom line. Like, yeah, I think they look really good. I think every time they wear – the throwbacks or the Oilers, you know, over the years, there's a lot of anger I see around the league. Obviously, like from people like J.J. Watt and stuff, but even just I think NFL media in general, there's just some people who are just furious with the idea of like the Oilers, you know, even though that's what this franchise is, you know, being utilized like that. So
yeah.
I'm interested to see like the reaction to this now being they're, you know, what they are every single week. The bottom line is it's the Oilers uniforms are some of the best in the history of the NFL. So, like, go ahead and it's yours. Use it.
Yeah, use it. And they've modernized it. And, you know, they've obviously got the new logos to go along with it. I'm not as crazy about the new logos, but The logos are logos. The jerseys look good. So we'll get into that throughout the show today as well. Joe, we already have one texter asking how day two of the basketball tournament was and how are the jeans doing as of yesterday.
I didn't wear jeans. I did find some nice billowy khakis to wear. I had a nice little khakis and a nice little quarter zip sweater on a cold day. Pork tenderloin at 10 a.m. But they had chicken and waffles up there. I did not eat the I didn't get the waffles. I didn't get the the syrup, the whipped cream, or any of that stuff. And then throughout the day, I continued to graze like a buffalo.
That's good.
But for the most part, so the problem is too, since people are, the problem is then you get home, and have you ever had these gushers before?
You talking like fruit gushers?
Yeah, they're like little fruit snacks, but they have So
they're awesome.
Yeah. Well, except that you get home and Caroline has these in the house to like take to school, and then all of a sudden I just crush like four bags of them. And it's just like, why? Why do you do that?
Hey, in your defense, they're pretty good.
This is becoming like a real professional problem for me.
Why would I do something like this? Well, we saw Tennessee win against Auburn yesterday. Nice comeback from the Vols. And we've got Tennessee and Vanderbilt coming up today. So, Joe, before we get into Tennessee and Vanderbilt, your thoughts on the Vols coming from behind and taking down Auburn yesterday and taking down Stephen Pearl, who got a technical in the process.
I will tell you, I'm right across, where I sit, right across from the benches and close to the action. And I must say, it got real personal yesterday between Stephen Pearl and I think it's Joe Lindsay is the name of that ref. And Tennessee fouled the crap out of Auburn about 3-4 times during that run. I couldn't believe they didn't call any fouls. He lost his mind and he actually started staring at it's right in front of us is the commissioner for hoops and the official coordinator officials for the SEC. He just started just staring at them like, are you serious? So that was like the side story of the whole thing. But the bottom line is Tennessee at times still is like, I look at them and I'm like, man, they just don't have enough offense. It's just, they go through these stretches and it's like, oh God, can anybody, make a play, create a shot, hit a shot. Good thing they have Nate Amon because he was really good yesterday. I mean, the whole minutes restriction thing, I guess you can throw that out the window. Rick Barnes after the game was like, yeah, I didn't even listen. I don't know. He was like, nah, I don't want to hear it. Blah, 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 blah. And they just went with him. But he looked good. I mean, he looks fine. Now, you might be talking about, you could be talking about 4 days in a row. You certainly
yeah,
talking
what
about
I don't
two.
Like.
Yeah, and I get that. But I it didn't look to me like he was laboring or feeling it at all. And obviously he carried them to that win. So it's tough for Auburn. Now they're sitting there exactly on the bubble. That'll be interesting. We're all looking for Auburn and Miami of Ohio in the first four. I'm here for it. But good win for Tennessee. Good comeback. And it's fun that we're going to get Tennessee Vanderbilt now. I'm excited for that game today.
Yeah, it should be good. Vanderbilt a 1.5-point favorite on the FanDuel Sportsbook on the ESPN app. So a lot, basically a pick 'em, but 1.5-point favorite for Vanderbilt. And obviously they've gotten the rest here. Tennessee played yesterday, so you're talking about the second game in a couple of days for Tennessee. And the rubber match between the Vols and the Doors. So, Joe, each team has won on the other's home floor, and now we have a neutral site game at Bridgestone to determine who gets bragging rights between Vanderbilt and Tennessee. So you've seen them play against each other twice. Ament back in the fold for the Vols this time around. What do you make of the matchup today that we'll see in the SEC tournament between the Vols and the Doors?
Yeah, I went on with DVD yesterday from Bridgestone, and actually it was like down to the second because I had a nice little chat with Rick Barnes after their game. I was getting some stuff from him for a colleague for a different story that they're doing. It's always great to talk to Rick. Reverend Rick. But it was like I'm talking to him, and it's like, it's like seconds away, and then it boom, boom, call me, got on there, and Willie asked me the question that I think is the maybe the most interesting thing about the, Chandler Bing from Vanderbilt, of course, incredible name, as we all know. I think that he's the guy. I think he is the guy, and I think Vanderbilt's a little different. Really, we haven't seen it because he has emerged more since they played here. And of course, Amen didn't play in the last game. Chandler Bing, maybe the guy who is their chosen attempted stopper of Nate Amen, freshman, but I think he's got the chance to be a really special, almost like a Mayshak kind of defender. What he did for Tennessee in terms of being able to guard a big, big athletic wings, which, a lot of times are the best scorers on opposing teams. So that's the matchup I'm looking for today. I think we'll see a lot of it. And yeah, I think it's, I mean, I just, it's really, it's, does a role player hit some shots and make the difference today? Tennessee completely took Tyler Nickell out in Vanderbilt. A lot of teams have been trying to do that. We know who the stars are for these teams. The two guards for Vanderbilt, again, Nickell scores a lot. We know it's obviously Gillespie and Amen. Is there a role player on either side who can get going? Estrella was huge against them, at home. I think that's what it might come down to. That third slash fourth guy for one of these teams that ends up getting some big buckets.
We are off and running on Robbie and Rexro. We got Vanderbilt, Tennessee coming up later today. We got the Titans unveiling their new uniforms. We got a very loaded show on the program today, as we've mentioned. We'll take your thoughts throughout. 615-737-1025. More coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Right Time HVAC, Cromwell Media teaming up to bring comfort back to your home. Is your heating system struggling or completely out of commission following the winter storms, or do you need a fix to get you ready for summer? Nominate yourself for the Right Time Home Rescue. Tell us your story. You can enter today at thegamenashville.com/HVAC, and you can win a new HVAC system installed by Right Time HVAC. Right Time HVAC, locally owned and operated. There's never a wrong time to call Right Time. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. If you're checking out the video stream right now, we had the Tennessee Titans stop by and drop off a jersey, some new swag with the new logo, and all sorts of stuff going on. So we appreciate that. We will continue to show off some of the things that are in our little goodie box throughout the show here. But like I said, I really like the new jerseys, Joe. I do. I think they're cool. I mean, it's like a when you told me that you're going back to the Oilers colors, it's going to be hard to screw that up, going back to the Oilers colors in my mind.
Yeah, no, that's a nice jersey, man. It's a clean, as the kids say, it's clean.
Clean.
It's a clean look.
It is. So we will get into that throughout the show. Like we said, Burke Nyhill, president and CEO of the Titans, will be with us at 8:30. We'll take your thoughts on the new jerseys for the Titans throughout the show. Charles Robinson coming up at 7:30 on the program here today as well. So if you're Vanderbilt, if you're Tennessee, when it comes to, I mean, look, it's the SEC tournament. Obviously, you want to go as far as you can in the SEC tournament. What do we think is at stake for the rest of this tournament for Vanderbilt and Tennessee when it comes to seeding, where things could end up, and how things shake out here for both of those two teams?
Well, let's see. I mean, I want to make sure that I have this correct because, now we're in the world of daily brackets, which is really a fun thing. Let me tell you something. The daily brackets
I'm
on
sure.
top of covering the tournament. Vanderbilt, I have as a four right now, as a four, and I have Tennessee as a five. Like I said, I think yesterday, like, does it matter that much to be a four over? To me, if you can get to a three, now that is valuable. If you can get to a three, then you're talking about you don't have to, because this year especially, like, the ones are so powerful. We pretty much know who the ones are. I guess it's possible, like, if Kentucky beats Florida today, and then UConn gets a win over St. John's and wins that rubber match, could UConn come back and take the one? Sure. But the ones and especially I just think Florida right now, the way they're playing, you just want to avoid them. And obviously, if you're a three, you can do that. Can either of these teams get to a three? I mean, I have my doubts. I have my doubts right now, especially because even some of the teams ahead of them have already won, like in the Big 12, those teams. So I don't, seeding wise, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think they're both going to be four or five. Like if Tennessee would have lost yesterday, they might have dropped to a six. And by the way, you could make the case because if you're a six, now you're in that, you're with the three, right? So it's kind of the same thing. You are on the other side of the bracket of the ones. But you're playing a tougher, you're playing, starting out with an 11. And then obviously you're going to play one of the threes to even get to the Sweet 16, right? So I think Tennessee's pretty solidly a five now. I mean, I have them in San Diego. Shout out to the Tennessee beat friends who would get to go to San Diego playing McNeese, in the first round. And I've got Vanderbilt, like I said, I got them as a four. And, I've got them out in Portland playing Sam Houston in a 4-13 game. But, Tennessee would be matched up with Virginia in the second round as a four. Vanderbilt would be matched up with Texas Tech as a five. Texas Tech, by the way, I don't know if you saw this with a stupid court in the Big 12.
They're changing it back.
These idiots, I mean, Tony Petitti and Brett Yormark should go on like Celebrity Idiot Jeopardy and just see if either of them gets a question right. I mean, I don't
Jeez.
understand. Yeah, that was mean. But Yormark is coming out. They come out with this court and it looks ridiculous and it's slippery. And Texas Tech's Christian Anderson hurt himself yesterday and said after the game, basically, if it was wood, it wouldn't have happened. And now they're switching the court to wood in the middle of the tournament. It's like it's
I'm seeing this court now, the LED court. That's
oh,
that's fun.
it's just get out of here, man. So anyway, that Texas Tech, they lost JT Toppin, who is their best player, and they've obviously diminished as a team, and now Christian Anderson, or I think he'll be able to play in the tournament, but regardless. What's at stake for Tennessee and Vanderbilt? I think the biggest thing today is just winning that rubber match, I mean, it's a rivalry, and yeah, for both of them, it's playing well. I think Vanderbilt started to find some of its game with Duke Miles kind of getting back in the mix here, and then Tennessee again. It's like, can they just avoid these like 8-minute droughts where it looks like they just don't have any chance of putting the ball in the basket? I did think that yesterday there were stretches where defensively Tennessee, when they flipped that game, it looked like Tennessee defense to me. And this team has not been, that highest level of Tennessee defense for a lot of the year.
They have not. And, I still look at Tennessee when tournament time comes around and I wonder, like, are they just going to get stuck in a game offensively for an 8-minute stretch and that's going to end up being what undoes them? Which basically, Joe, is kind of like the question we ask about Tennessee seemingly every year for the most part, except when Dalton Knecht is wandering around out there. So in some ways it feels kind of similar. But, so much of this is matchup dependent, right? Like, what's your matchup going to look like in the tournament? But that's the one thing about Tennessee specifically that just scares me to death heading into the tournament is, are they going to run into about a 10-minute stretch where they've put up 8 points on the board? Like, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, because if you're able as an opponent to, corral Gillespie and just not let him get those clean looks from three, and you have someone who can at least, make Ament work hard for his shots. Yeah, there are other guys here and there that can get you a bucket. Carey can get you a bucket here or there. Boswell can get you, but he's not just not much of a shooter. Evans, really like him, but again, the shooting touch sometimes abandons him. I mean, you got the lob threat with Okpara, but that's, that it's just Estrella is a guy to me that I just he didn't play great yesterday, but I think he can be a guy you can throw the ball into and he can do stuff for you, and he can face up and hit a jump shot too. That to me, he was great. They didn't have Amen. They needed something else. He really stepped up against Vanderbilt. I'll be interested to see if he can do that again today. It's a pretty good matchup for him.
Is his foot injury a thing still?
I mean, it did not appear to be any sort of, he wasn't on the injury report, and it didn't seem to limit him at all yesterday. So hopefully he's past that.
All right, Joe, real quickly, what do you make of Casey Alexander, who is set to become the next head coach at Kansas State? That deal has not been finalized yet, but it looks like it's going to happen probably today.
Yeah, it's done. I mean, it's one of the, with some of these things, it's just like HR stuff, which is why no one will say it on their, put their name on it yet. But I mean, I've talked to multiple people last night. It's done. It's happening. And it's, look, first of all, it's one of these things where I don't know that he takes this job, if the difficulty of being in a mid-major isn't what it is now, not that I think at some point he was destined to take a Power Five job and try his hand, at that level. Good for him. I mean, Kansas State, I think, is a tough job, but it's not a, we've seen, I mean, Kansas State in the last couple of years, it has not gone well, as we know. it's gone, it went downhill fast for them. They were in the Elite Eight just a couple of years ago, that same in New York when Tennessee was there. They invested, and they have invested. They want to win in basketball. And so he's a great coach, and he deserves this opportunity. And it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes. Hopefully they give him that investment. And I mean, you're going to see, the Big 12 is going to see some really, really fluid and efficient offensive basketball from Kansas State. Feel bad for Belmont. It's tough to lose him, and it's just, this is like right now, we're just in an era where it is tough at the mid-major level, and it's even harder than it used to be to hold on to your coaches.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Weekend winners coming up next here on the program. We got Teron Davenport later in the show. We got Charles Robinson later in the show. Burke Nyhill later in the show. Busy program this morning. More coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
It's time to pick some winners. We hope. Robbie and Rex Road have weekend winners for you. Now on ESPN. 1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is time for weekend winners here on the program. Normally Fridays at 8:30. We got a lot going on today. We have Burke Nyhill coming up at 8:30. Charles Robinson at 7:30. TD at 8. A lot of things happening on the program here today. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. A standings update in the competition. Rex Road, 5-1 last week. He did not get his lock, but he did go 5-1. As Ian and I noted before the show, he also picked two games that didn't have a line straight up, and they both won. So potentially under protest, but that did happen last week. 5-1 for Joe Rex Road.
I think if we did lines, though, I think they would have covered.
I love operating, and I think they would have covered. That's what we're doing on the program.
I gave you guys the option of letting me do it or
Sounds
not.
Sounds like the man of guilt. 5-1 last week for Rex Road. No lock. Ian and I both went 2-4. Ian got his lock. I did not get my lock. Which brings the overall standings. Ian Safar remaining in first place, 10-8 overall, 3-0 on his locks, 13 points. I am 9-9, 2-1 on my locks, 11 points. Rex Road back up to 9-9. 1-2 on his locks, 10 points. Very tight competition after Rex Rhodes' somewhat cheating of a week.
Whatever.
We begin Tennessee and Vanderbilt coming up today in the SEC tournament. Vanderbilt, a 1.5-point favorite. Ian Safar, you are up first. Who we got Tennessee and Vanderbilt?
I have not done a good job reading the whole Vandy-Tennessee matchups lately, so I'm not really sure. But I'm going to go Tennessee, I think.
Ian going with the Vols.
I'm going with the Vols.
This one's tough. I will go with Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt gets the win today. I don't feel great about it. It's the SEC tournament. And frankly, Joe, what I've noticed over the years at times, the SEC tournament can be an absolute crapshoot. So I'll go Vanderbilt today. That's my gut feeling on what's going to happen. So Vanderbilt minus the 1.5. Rex Road, who we got?
Yeah, a lot of times, like, a team plays one game, and then the next day they have a little bit of an edge over the team that hasn't played yet in a conference tournament. But I'm going to go Vanderbilt, too. It really is like a 50-50 thing for me, but I just feel like They, even with Amen coming back, I think that they win a close game.
So Vanderbilt, Joe going with Vanderbilt. I'm going with Vanderbilt. Ian going with Tennessee. Another interesting game today, Kentucky and Florida. Florida playing as well as anybody right now. They are a 10.5-point favorite against the Kentucky Wildcats. I'll start on this one. Give me Kentucky plus the 10.5. They ain't going to win, but I'll take them to cover the 10.5. So I'll go Florida by like 8 in this game. Joe Rexford, who we got? Florida minus 10.5.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. I think I know the building will be Kentucky's. They have these people have again, they have shown out here, and Florida's going to win. But I think Kentucky, you know, it's the third day for them. Sometimes you see the legs go a little bit on the third day, but I think that they're going to be really jacked up for this to try to make it a game, and I think they'll make it enough of a game to cover.
Ian Safar, who we got between the Gators and the Wildcats today?
I don't know. Sometimes on these big numbers, I wonder. So I'm going the opposite. I'm going to take Florida to cover the 10.5.
Going Florida minus the 10.5. The Nashville Predators taking on the Edmonton Oilers coming up on Sunday. Preds were up 3-1 last night against Vancouver in the third period and then blew it and lost in the shootout against a team that, frankly, don't need to be losing to if you're going to make a playoff push here. So I guess on the one hand, you get the point. On the other hand, Joe, that's a point flushed down the toilet last night by the Nashville Predators. So not good stuff there. So the Oilers got crushed last night by Dallas. They're playing St. Louis tonight. Oilers 1.5 goal favorite in this one. Joe, who we got?
Yeah, and by the way, I know Johnny would like to do a rant. Vancouver.
Yes.
Base Preds fan on that one. That is a brutal loss point. Yeah, give me the Oilers.
Not much thought there from Joe. He's going right into the Oilers.
The Oilers are better, and they're going to beat them by a score of 5-2.
Ian, who we got between the Oilers and the Predators? Oilers 1.5 goal favorite.
Draisaitl McDavid combo there is never good. Edmonton, though, struggling, huh?
Edmonton's got some problems.
7-2 last night, yeah. A loss.
They can't stop a puck.
Playing St. Louis tonight, so they have a chance for a rebound. Robbie and I were looking at that pre-show meeting. Man, I'll take Edmonton.
Give me the Preds. You know, look, I don't think they're going to be able to slow down McDavid and Draisaitl because they never really do. But, like, I would, if my strategy for playing Edmonton on Sunday would be, like, just put everything on net because the odds are 5 or 6 of them will go in. Man, their goaltending sucks. So I will go Preds to cover the 1.5 coming up on Sunday on the road in Edmonton. It would be just like them to win in Edmonton after losing in a shootout last night to Vancouver. So we'll see. The individual portion of the program, Ian Safar, your first individual selection.
Okay. I've been doing okay so far in Nashville SC, so I'm going to go back to the well this week. At Columbus, I think we suffer our first L. Coming off the midweek situation, the CONCACAF Champions Cup, played well, probably should have beat Miami and Messi, did not, left some opportunities out there. Quick turnaround on the road, haven't lost yet. I think we're taking the loss. Nashville SC to lose at Columbus this week.
We need to go back and check the records if that's the first time in history that Ian's picked them to lose. But I kind of like it.
I think it might be.
I think it may be. Going with the loss against Columbus coming up this weekend. Rex Road, your first individual selection.
So St. Louis has been struggling a little bit. A-10 tournament today, they take on George Washington. They are giving 6.5. Give me the Billikens and make it my lock.
Guarantee.
Lock it down.
Billikens win by double digits today and get their game in order here heading into the NCAA tournament.
Going down to the Billikens. Get some T-shirts out there. Give me Michigan State -5.5 against UCLA today. I'm going with Sparty and Izzo, who did not like the Michigan fans chanting little brother. He's going to take it out on UCLA. Michigan State -5.5 against UCLA. Joe, your second.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Joe, your second individual selection.
Yeah, it's like he comes in here some days, like, I'm not your assistant to the regional. And he's like, I'm nobody's damn little brother. Sometimes he gets upset. Okay, my second pick. Let's stick in the A-10. I'm all over the A-10 today. Duquesne, Duquesne Dukes out of Pittsburgh, PA, against VCU. VCU minus 8.5. VCU is, they are making a push. They are right on the cut line, right on the bubble to get in the NCAA tournament. I have them in right now. They're minus 8.5. They need style points. They need to do everything they can do to impress the committee. Give me VCU minus the 8.5.
VCU minus 8.5 against Duquesne. Dozens will be watching. Ian, your second individual selection.
Okay, my lock this week.
Guarantee.
I think I'm going to go Purdue minus 3.5 versus Nebraska.
There we go. Locking down. And Purdue against Nebraska. 3.5 the line?
3.5.
Minus yep. 3.5
Minus 3.5
Nebraska.
For Purdue. Okay. Tournament, more tournament action. Always, you know, tricky lock in tournament games. But Purdue's the favorite. So even though they're the lower ranked team, so I'm gonna go with Purdue.
Take me back to the Edmonton Oilers who play St. Louis tonight. The over under for goals is 6.5. Over lock.
Guarantee.
They're gonna score a lot and they won't stop any. It's gonna be 7-5 the final score tonight. Give me the over and I'll lock down on 6.5 for the Oilers and the Blues. Joe Rexroad, your final nice. Individual selection.
All right, I'm taking it to the ACC. Duke, if anybody checked this out yesterday, Duke's got two of its key players, probably two of its four best players, both in boots and the little scooters, you know. And, Caleb Foster might not be to the Final Four, might not be at all coming back. But they had to survive Florida State. They beat them by a point yesterday. Meanwhile, Clemson is just that one of those teams catches fire in a tournament. They beat North Carolina yesterday. They're kind of rolling. They're trying to move up that seed list. Duke is minus 11.5. I think Duke might win a close game, but I think Clemson is absolutely going to give them everything they want today. That's almost my lock, actually, as I talk through it. But just give me Clemson plus the 11.5.
Going with Clemson plus the 11.5 against Duke. Ian, your final individual selection.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the NHL tonight. Give me the Islanders, minus 1.5 versus the Kings. On the road, long trip for L.A., early start time. They've been, you know, up and down lately. I'm going to take the Islanders, minus 1.5 versus the L.A. Kings tonight.
Islanders, minus the 1.5 against the Kings. Give me Ole Miss, plus 10.5 against Alabama today in the SEC tournament.
I almost went the opposite.
I know. Like, I don't feel great about it. Ole Miss ain't going to win, I don't think. But I'll take them plus the 10.5. I'm all over these big lines in the SEC tournament. So I'll go the Rebels plus the 10.5 against Alabama.
Yeah, that's an interesting one for sure. Ole Miss could be – they could be the story of this tournament here. They're trying to be that team that just comes out of nowhere and makes a run, but they'd have to do 5 in 5 days if they, you know, to steal a bid here. But, you know, Chris Beard is a good coach still, and they are playing really well.
Joe, what was your lock?
My lock is St. Louis.
There you go. There we go. Weekend winners, gentlemen. Good luck in the competition. Rexroad picked every game with lines this week, so that's good.
Hey, you guys approve all of my choices. I don't want to hear about this after the fact stuff. You put it in the complaint box for Chase McCabe.
Good stuff from Rexroad to pick
it's
games
full
that
box.
Have lines today. Good stuff. We'll have the Rob rant coming up next. Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5 the game.
Don't make me angry.
Sometimes you have to tell someone to pound sand.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This is the Rob Rant.
Now
on Robbie and Rex Road.
In what ways has he been a great addition?
Who's got the next question, Robbie?
Need to invest quite that much on the back end.
We ask, we in. We love, we ask.
Nate Ament made him your daddy.
Who cares about his short arms?
Nah, you better not lose this football game as I sit in the pool.
Your generosity is greatly appreciated, especially during this health inspection season.
I'm just reading the news here. Like I said, I'm Ron Burgundy. It is that time of the day. Time for the Rob Rant here on the program. Normally it's 7:45, but we got a lot of stuff to do today on the program, so we're moving it up to 6:45. Joe, let me get on the front end of this and just say that everything I'm about to say is completely subjective, so take that as you will. I don't know how you're complaining about these jerseys last night if you're a Titans fan. I really don't. I understand like that the overall theme, right, of are they leaning too much into the Oilers stuff? We're the Tennessee Titans. We're not the Tennessee Oilers. I could probably get behind that argument if that's the one you're making. But just the aesthetic of it and what they look like, it's pretty sweet. I mean, I got a new one on right now that the Titans dropped by this morning. A nice Jeffrey Simmons jersey that they presented us with here as a station. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful jersey. I don't really know which one I like better, the home blue or the road kind of get up that they've got with the white. I think they both look pretty sick. So I think they have moved Joe from the worst jersey in the NFL to one of the better ones in the NFL with this switch here. So that I'm totally cool with. Now we can get into the logos, and you know, we've seen the primary logo, I think, for a few weeks now since it's been leaked, but a couple different ones last night, you know, the N and the T that I guess you could read for the, you know, the Titan or Tennessee, or you could read it for Nashville, Tennessee if you really want to, which some people did yesterday. But like the logos are one thing. I think the jerseys look cool. Like, I like the guitar strings on the sleeves of them. I think they're cool-looking jerseys. It boggles my mind. Like, every time this happens, Joe, and this is not a surprise, you know, every time, first off, people get wrapped up in this uniform stuff, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, the Titans or any other team that comes out with uniforms. People love to get wrapped up in the uniform stuff. Yes. And I had a buddy send me some tweets last night of Titans fans both like heavily for this and said it's the greatest thing ever, but a lot of Titans fans that don't like it. And I was like, I just don't know how you could watch what they've been wearing the last few years with that stupid dark blue helmet and the gray on the shoulder and all that sort of thing and the numbers and the font being what it is. I just thought it was awful. And I think this is clean. I think you said it earlier best. It's a clean look. Yes, it's leaning heavily into the Oilers. I guess that's a personal preference thing because I've been wanting them to do this for a while now at this point, and I think it looks really good. I love the jerseys. I really do.
Yeah, look, I've seen – I do too. They look great. And I think the Houston Oilers look is one of the greatest uniforms in the history of the NFL. And maybe I'd take that beyond the NFL in American pro sports. So, like – obviously, if you think that, which I do, and I think a lot of people think that, then you're going to look at this and say, man, that looks awesome. And I agree that they're just much better uniform combination than they had previously. You know, to me, the best look they used to have was when they went with the light blue, the light blue jerseys. So now that, look, that's, you know, they're leaning in. Now, you know, I'm reading Kaharski's column, and he's talking about an identity crisis here, you know, with this and how, you know, some people, and I've seen some fans complaints like this, they're supposed to be Tennessee Titans, not the Houston Oilers. And, so, I mean, I understand that, but also I feel like whenever they did the Oilers, like people would just go nuts for like when they'd wear the Oilers stuff, right? I just ultimately, like, it's their thing, they own it, and it's the best thing that they have available to them, you know. So I think it's the right move. Like I said earlier, I'll be interested to see what the reaction is around the league, because some people get really offended by this in with the idea that like this should belong to the city of Houston.
There's definitely a lot of that.
Yeah,
I think nationally. You know, it's like, hey, some, like, the Titans are in some identity crisis where they have to constantly throw back to Houston and, like, what is their obsession with the Oilers and all this kind of stuff. Like, they don't realize it's the same organization.
It's their team. I mean, it's just...
Well, they might realize it, but it's still... You know, I think some of this is like, it's like the Cleveland Browns, right? Like, they are able to start a new franchise and still be the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I get it. Like, I like that. As an NFL fan, I'm glad that happened. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. And look, I mean, it'd be cool if Houston, you know, I guess if these people would let them keep this stuff and they could still be the Houston Oilers and whatever. But it's just not the reality. As long as there's a team wearing these jerseys in the NFL, I say thumbs up.
Yeah, like I think they look great. The only complaint I have about, like, I guess the new setup is I would have liked to have seen red face mask. And that, if that's the only complaint I have, then that's a relatively small complaint. Like, you know, I don't know that I'm crazy about the new logo. Like, that'll probably take some time to grow on me. But, Joe, you made this point about the Vanderbilt logo, right? Like, people went nuts when they changed the Vanderbilt logo a few years ago. And now I look at the Vanderbilt logo and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. That's fine. I mean, I don't even think about it anymore. So, like, I would imagine here in a couple of years we're going to look at this Titans logo and be like, yeah, that's the Titans. So that part of it doesn't really bother me all that much. I mean, I would have liked to have seen them go with the white helmet, red face mask. But frankly, I'm just glad they're back to the white helmet. The dark blue helmet was awful, and I'm glad that they're back to the white helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on the red. I like the red accent, so that was good. I don't have a problem with the logo. I kind of like the logo just on its own. I mean, I saw a thing on the, you know, like showing what it looked like on the new field. And yeah. I think it looks pretty cool. You know, it's one of those things that if you're not terribly offended by a new logo, then that's pretty good, because usually that's the default reaction. And then, like you said, it's just like, I mean, to me, I look at the Vanderbilt V, I prefer that significantly over the previous V. You know, and when it came out, I was like, yeah, that's fine. But I know some people just get really upset about the logo stuff. But I think people will quickly embrace that. So
I will say,
overall,
I do wonder, Joe, how Warren Moon feels about this. I mean, you know, he talked about, you know, it's the Titans, it's not the Oilers. So I don't mind unretiring number one. And now you're going to look out there and it's going to be, I mean, it's still the Titans, but it looks a lot like the Oilers out there playing in the number one for Cam Ward. So that part's interesting.
That's a good point. Cam Ward better play really well in that jersey.
Yeah, he better.
Make him feel better.
Warren comes in after next year and is like, hey, you're going to have to change your number, son. We're going back to retiring this thing. Sorry.
Yeah. How about just add a one? You can be 11.
Yeah, exactly. 615-737-1025, our phone numbers. What do you think? What do you make of the uniform change for the Titans, the logo change, the rebrand that has gone on here? If you're watching on the YouTube stream, I've got the home jersey on that the Titans were nice enough to drop by earlier. We got some other stuff that they dropped off as well that I'll throw up there in the next segment as well. But the rebrand is out there. Titans fans in the building last night. Titans fans reacting online. What do you make of the rebrand for the Titans? More coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social distance.